let me ask you real quick before we get going. This house over across the street, back behind the mobile home, is the older house. It's right. Did you mention it was your great-grandfather's?
Where is that?
Just across the street, across the highway.
No, that old house there was my grandfather's brother, Uncle John Timor. He was Confederate, and he married and lived there. He married a cousin that was right much younger than he. And his children are all deceased now. That one son lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and one son killed in World War I, and the others married here. Mm-hmm. But they're all deceased. And the greatest mistake I ever made was not buying that place. It was 280 acres that I could have gotten for $11,000.
Oh my God.
And I didn't buy it. And somebody else bought it.
So which house is the older house that you referred to?
I'm talking about this old wooden house back of the mobile home there.
Yeah, no, that one.
John T. Moore. I say it was built in the 1880s. It's not any better.
Okay. And then there was a house you referred to that was built in the 1830s.
That was down at Cousin Lizzie Britt's house, going down toward the church on the right.
Oh, down here?
The big two-story house.
The Hicks house.
Go back by our house and turn to the right there, and it's...
Oh, it's bluish.
Bluish, yeah. Uh-huh, that was built in 1832.
Do you think I could go look at that?
Yes, you can. And the guy that owned it, it's Floyd and Nancy Smith. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever thought I'd ever sell it, my great-grandfather's house, but I just didn't have the money to restore it. And I wanted my son to live there. His wife didn't want to live there. And I was going to furnish the money to restore it. And she didn't want to live there.
Oh,
well. And so... I sold the house and the lot for only $5,000.
Oh.
Mm.
But I'm glad I let him have it. I haven't regretted it a moment. I even left the old farm bell there.
Good.
And
well, next time you want to sell something, mention it to me first, okay?
All right.
And, I just want to keep that in mind.
He's done a beautiful job. He did a lot of the work.
Oh,
she's just a workhorse herself, his wife. They haven't had much formal education, but just good folks. And Lord, she was up on the house repairing the roof, and he's done most of the work himself. It looks like it was done by professionals.
Okay, I haven't seen it since they work on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'd like to go by and take a look at that.
Chris, I'm glad you came, and you probably won't even get my card. I sent it to Calypso.
Yeah, probably.
And I asked Ann, I looked at the director. What director are you all in?
Mount Olive.
You're not in the facing director, are you?
No,
I looked at facing.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Facing director, and I asked Ann, you know, and said, well, I think they they must be in the Mount Olive.
Yeah, we are in Mount Olive, and I haven't, yeah.
And so I thought, well, I write you, and I said, I wrote your car, but Ann's going to call up Douglas.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
And are you in good terms with his any of those others there?
With
his sister, with the
So I'm in very excellent terms with the Jews.
Well, call them, all right, then will you?
Yeah, I'll call Edwin and see what he has to say.
Yes, and tell him that I'm not going to last forever, and if he...
they want to come by.
Yes,
I'll call some of the
We don't have to have him, but we're honoring the this year, and so he's a and so...
Mm-hmm.
the reunion didn't last. I spoke to him twice, mm-hmm. and... made the address, and we have kept oxygen breathed into this, and we had 200 last year, so I couldn't complain, you know.
Okay, yeah, the we don't have much to do with. I'm in good terms with one of his daughters, Janice, I don't like very much, but as far as Doug himself goes.
Well, call him up and tell him that we're going to...
Big time.
We're going to, yeah, maybe they'll come down side tonight.
But I'll call the Josephs, see what they have to say,
dude.
If they come or not. I don't think Aunt Molly will. She's very old now. She's well over 80. And